Hello and welcome to another edition of the Solid Rock Minnesota podcast. It's a place to swing by for a brief moment for some stories and news and things to ponder. It's a place to take a small pause from your busy life. So grab yourself a cup of coffee or a mug of tea or a pop, as we like to call it here in the North Country, and kick back for a moment. Take a breather. Happy Mother's Day to all of you who are moms or in the role of a mom to someone, or you're going to be a mom for the first time. Today is the day set aside just for you. Sitting here the day before Mother's Day, I'm thinking back to past days when I was a kid and celebrating Mother's Day. When I was a kid, Mother's Day was always spent going to Catholic church and listening to the story of Mary, Jesus' mom, and her sorrow as a mom when they crucified her son Jesus. As a 10-year-old kid, it never did much for me. I just remember sitting there starving because we had to fast before communion and feeling like I was going to puke from the smell of the incense the altar boys would give to the priest to swing around in the little incense holder. I pretty much was only thinking about going to my grandparents' house with all my cousins and grandma's chicken and mashed potatoes and coleslaw. Church seemed to last forever with all the anticipation of what was to come. We would all pile into the station wagon and off we would go to Grandma and Grandpa's for Sunday dinner and a day with all my cousins. We would pull up to the house and long before you got to the kitchen, you could smell that chicken baking. Even though it was Mother's Day, my grandma, my aunts, and my mom would do what they always did. They'd work their tails off to get the meal on the table, get everyone fed, and then do the cleanup of the meal for over 20 people. But then they would sit at the dining room table with coffee and dessert and visit the rest of the time. The women in my family were all about giving. Even on Mother's Day, they were taking care of their families amidst the celebrating their day. My mom died when I was 23 and pregnant with our oldest daughter. Mother's days after she was gone was spent visiting with my grandma, and after she was gone, it was just having a day where my best half took me to Walmart and let me pick out flowers and seeds for the garden. We didn't have much money, but this was one of my favorite things to do on Mother's Day. He would patiently push the cart and follow me as I looked at each and every flower in the rows and rows of the store. I would find some packs of flowers and seeds, and off we would go home where I could plan and begin to plant my garden. After 42 years of marriage, we still tend to make that annual trip over to Walmart to pick out flowers, and it's usually right around Mother's Day. When all the kids were little, it was always a fun day on Mother's Day. The kids would each have some little art project they had made in school, especially for Mother's Day. It would usually be made out of popsicle sticks or yarn or both. And I would find a spot to display each one for as long as it held up with the Elmer's glue and scotch tape. Life was really busy with four kids, especially when they're so close in age. They're only 5 years apart from the oldest to the youngest. One year as a gift for Mother's Day, my best half gave me the luxury of a hot bath for as long as I wanted, without any kids at the door interrupting. He actually stood guard at the bathroom door for the entire time, fielding questions from the kids, handing out snacks at the door, and just making sure I got time to have a leisurely bath. It was the best gift ever. Well, as the years flew by and the kids got older, Mother's Day became usually more of moments rather than an entire day. We would have breakfast and sit and visit for a bit, but eventually the kids would wander off and hang out in the rooms or meet up with their friends. And we would gather back for Sunday supper, which usually consisted of what my mom made back when I was a kid on Sundays, a beef roast with onions, carrots, and potatoes around it. A super easy dinner that always got everyone back to the table at the same time. No work for me on Mother's Day, and the family all got together for a meal. I see now why my mom did that a lot on Sundays. No work and everyone showed up. Mother's Day now, with the kids scattered all over the country, aren't anything what they used to be when they were young. It pretty much consists of some phone calls and some texts at some point in the day from the kids and the grandkids. With the ones who have kids of their own, it's their day to honor and celebrate the mom of their family. Maybe it will be a trip to the store to buy flowers for the yard or house. Maybe it will be a special meal where they all can sit down together and celebrate. Or maybe new traditions will arise for each of them. All I know is after the calls and texts, I'll be at the store with my best half following with the shopping cart, picking out my flowers for the yard and garden. And I'll be throwing the traditional beef roast dinner in the oven. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Hey, this is Sue from Solid Rock, Minnesota. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. Don't forget to go over to our website at www.solidrockminnesota.com and sign up for our drawing for an Amazon gift card. Just let us know your favorite episode of our podcast and where you hail from. The drawing will be held May 15th, so get your name entered by midnight